Terre lontane, racconti dalla vicina Africa. Benvenuti a una nuova puntata di Terre lontane, un programma di Fuori Harvard Network. Io sono Nushin Latimer e siamo sempre all'Università di Verona. Oggi parleremo con uno studente nigeriano che si chiama Uyi Peter e studia scienza della comunicazione. Adesso è al suo ultimo anno della triennale. So hello Uyi, thank you for being here at Fuori Harvard Network. It is a pleasure to have you. I am actually very excited about today's program because we will be talking about Nigeria. Okay. And for some of our listeners who keep up with the current events, Nigeria is actually one of the most talked about African countries on the news, mm-hmm. whether it is on China TV, BBC or CNN, just to name a few news stations. So before entering into this particular topic, Uyi, I would like you to introduce yourself if you could.
Okay. Hi everybody, I'm Uyi Peter. I'm 24 years old and I study at the University of Verona. And I'm here today. I'm actually excited. Thank you for inviting me to talk about my experience and my native country, from where I'm from. So I'm happy to be here.
Thank you, and thank you for coming.
No problem.
So, since you are from Nigeria, I would like to know what part of Nigeria are you from?
Oh, I'm actually from Benin City. It's a state near to Lagos, the capital of Nigeria. Mm-hmm. And it's a little town where a lot of things happens, of course, and... It's a nice place and it's really been a long time since I've been there, so a lot of things have changed now. So
Okay, so you were born in Nigeria and you moved to Italy?
Yeah, I was born in Nigeria.
Okay, and how long have you been living in Italy?
Right now I think almost 15 years.
Oh wow, that's a long time. So yeah. I think that you have adapted very well to the Italian culture. I think we could say that you're Italian now. Italianized.
almost, yeah. we can say that, but I took all I could from the Italian culture, having mm-hmm. my own basic Nigerian culture.
Okay.
That they are a little bit different. Not that different, but a little bit different. So yes, I'm integrated and... already I almost live like an Italian. Mm-hmm. we can say that.
I think that's very beautiful, actually very nice mix too as well.
Yes, I think if you take the best part of the two cultures, I think it will mix up like with a nice thing mm-hmm. to come up.
Good combination.
Yeah.
So what I'd like to know is, when is the last time you visited your country, and do you visit Nigeria very often?
Oh, actually the last time I visited Nigeria was when I was coming to Italy.
Oh,
like
wow, okay.
Almost 15 years now, and it's a very long time, and I don't have the possibility right now to visit. That's mm-hmm. much of the problem, but I think I will be going back very soon.
Okay, and what do you expect if you decide to go back? What do you expect to come across upon your arrival in Nigeria?
Of course, my family, because I have a brother and a sister back then in Nigeria.
Okay.
A lot of friends that maybe I don't even remember about them, but a lot of people, family, relatives, and a lot of things I know will be different because 15 years, a lot of change has happened. So mm-hmm. I don't really know what to expect. I'm open mind to everything.
Okay, that's good. So what I'd like to ask you actually is, have you ever thought about going to Nigeria to find a job once you finish your studies, or would you like to continue staying in Europe, being a foreign student and living here in Italy?
I think I've never really thought about going back to Nigeria and getting a job.
Okay.
Living here in Italy all these years, even traveling out, seeing other things, I think... Most probably I'll be staying maybe here in Italy or in any other European country, continue my studies or finding a job.
Okay. And I'd also like to ask you, if you could describe Nigeria in three words, yeah. what would you say?
Okay. I would say creative. They really have good taste mm-hmm. and creativity. not only Nigerians I see here in Italy, mm-hmm. other people I know going outside, like in London, in America, there are a lot creative people. Mm-hmm. I can say, yeah, it's like a zoo because mm-hmm. it's full of nature
mm-hmm.
Everywhere and a lot of green. So mm-hmm. you have a lot to feel of your spirit and yourself. And if I can say, maybe politics. Mm-hmm. Politics. Corruption a lot, mm-hmm. Like what people know.
I'm actually going to get to that topic okay. later.
Like a lot of that, so yeah.
I think there is this kind of skewed view of Nigeria,
okay.
especially with the media, because I do watch the news and sometimes they always link the, when you're talking about Nigeria, they always say corruption.
Yeah.
And we're actually going to get to that. That's actually a very important, I think, topic to we'll be discussing later on.
Okay.
But right now, I'm just going to continue briefly with the questions and okay. then we'll continue. So one thing I do know about Nigeria, it's very diverse.
Yeah.
And you have a lot of different ethnic groups. I know the major ones are Yoruba, Igbo. Those are the most prominent ones, but I know there are yeah. more ethnic groups. I don't know if you know some
yeah,
of the others.
Yeah, there are a lot. Like, as you said, the Igbos and the Yoruba are the most popular that like people here mm-hmm. in other countries know.
Mm-hmm.
But like me, mm-hmm. I'm from Benin, so
okay.
and my culture is Edo.
Edo, okay.
yeah.
Edo,
so that's another prominent. It's one is the most linked to the Igbos and the Yoruba.
Okay.
And you have the Hausas; they are more Muslims
mm-hmm.
From the northern side of Nigeria, and they have there are a lot. I know them, but I don't really. How can I say?
You're not very You don't really know too much about
yeah, too much about them because I've not been there in a lot
long
of time so
no,
yeah,
understand.
But there are really a lot of different type of culture and stayed back in Nigeria. So
mm-hmm. I'd also what I'd like to add is I think also Nigerians are very adaptable. That's one thing I've noticed because they can go in any part of the world
yeah.
and they know how to adapt to the culture and the society,
yeah.
which I think is a very good thing to have. That's one thing I've noticed.
Yeah, it's not really a hard thing for us adapting to other community or culture because we can say our culture are not that different.
Mm-hmm.
Different. The basics of living, of socializing mm-hmm. and other things are common in every culture.
Mm-hmm.
Just their use and costume a little is different.
Okay.
That's.
Yeah. So, but I have actually a very beautiful question for
mm-hmm.
you. How does it feel being Nigerian?
Oh, for me personally,
mm-hmm.
Most people look at it as a bad thing because.
Mm-hmm.
They're usually hear in the news because what they usually hear in the news is bad bad state of what Nigerians are doing
mm-hmm.
but they don't usually if you look at the statistic Nigerians when they go to other country like Europe country they are one of the most successful people that
mm-hmm.
kind of maybe
mm-hmm.
if you look at the educational state and
mm-hmm.
Nigerians are one of the most prominent in
mm-hmm.
that. So for me personally, I think it has been a pride to
mm-hmm.
be a Nigerian.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like I'm ashamed
mm-hmm.
to say that I'm from Nigeria. I'm really proud of it.
I think that's a very good thing to be actually, to be
mm-hmm.
very proud of who you are and your roots.
Yeah.
Because I think we all have to be connected to where we're from.
Yeah, always. It's a major thing. To understand yourself
mm-hmm.
at first,
mm-hmm.
knowing yourself before you start approaching to other people.
I also like to ask you, do you think there are some differences between Nigerian culture and Italian culture? And do you see any similarities between them?
Oh, there are a lot of similarity. lot of similarity, as I said before, mm-hmm. in almost all cultures there are a lot of similarity, but they are a little different things, and maybe the way they approach see things, mm-hmm. because like if we say in a whole in Nigeria, they are really religious, mm-hmm. and almost all their endeavors, they put like religion at first,
mm-hmm.
so and here in Italy I've seen, yes, they put everything at their different levels,
mm-hmm.
and first maybe is the economical way of living here, but then Nigeria, first thing is religion.
I agree, because I know the north focuses on Islam.
Yeah, they are Muslim, so
Muslim, so I know there's that difference, because majority of the population is Christian as well.
Yeah, in Nigeria,
and I know
yeah.
in northern Nigeria there's a constant conflict.
Yeah.
So
is there the conflict is from ages? It's mm-hmm. not like it started yesterday. So
yes.
yeah, since like let's say 80% of the people in Nigeria are Christians,
mm-hmm.
and only the northern side of Nigeria are Muslim.
Okay.
And so yeah, they have a lot of conflict with, you can hear maybe what you hear with the Boko Harams and mm-hmm. other stuff. So yeah, there are a lot of differences, but the religion is still in the center of everything.
I agree.
As you can see. Mm-hmm. So
Nigeria is one of the most populous countries in Africa, which is true. I've done some research, and you can definitely see it, because wherever you go, whether it is in the United States, Europe, Asia, mm-hmm. and even India, you will always find a Nigerian.
Mm-hmm.
And Nigeria is situated on the Gulf of Guinea in West Africa.
Yeah.
And I know its neighbors are Benin, Niger, Cameroon, and Chad.
Yeah.
And when watching the news, there are many misconceptions people have towards Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, the terms corruption, greed, rising oil prices, economic instability, and the most famous Islamic State-aligned Boko Haram are often linked to this country.
Yes.
And the country has an extreme abundance of natural resources,
mm-hmm,
notably large deposits of petroleum and natural gas, and I think that's where the conflict lies.
Yeah.
Because as you said, in some of the states like Lagos State, Edo State, you have large deposits of oil.
Yeah.
So there's this conflict. There's always this conflict with oil and the different oil companies. Chevron is down there, Shell, mm-hmm. just to name a few. So what I'd like to ask you is, why do you think there is such a negative view on Nigeria from the outside world? I don't know, maybe it's based on Boko Haram. I don't know if there is, or the government, I'm not quite sure.
Let's say what I know about mm-hmm. all this stuff is watching my mom watching the news.
Okay, okay.
And she talking to me, and mm-hmm. we often chat.
Mm-hmm.
And in my point of view, yeah, Nigeria is a really rich country,
mm-hmm.
coming to natural resources. So as we all know now, European countries are doing race mm-hmm. to get those
resources
for them, even mm-hmm. With paying Nigerian government and other stuff. And I think first, if Nigeria should be a little better than what it is, it has to start applying those resources for itself first,
mm-hmm.
not selling it to a European country, and Nigeria is getting poor,
mm-hmm.
and corruption, yeah, because we have the leaders right there. They are the first that I know are selling these stuffs and not using it for their own people,
mm-hmm.
back then Nigeria. And yeah, Boko Haram, as we know, is a recent thing. Now, I think that was just a political thing, in my point of view, because when they were starting to do the election for the Nigeria president, yeah, you had all these attacks from Boko Haram in different states in Nigeria, and nobody could stop these people or even know why they're doing this thing, if it's for religion or just for a political thing. And today we are not hearing about Boko Haram anymore. Mm-hmm.
That's true. You raise a very good point. I do not hear anything related to Boko Haram.
And when you heard about them was when exactly they were doing the race for the presidency.
Okay.
So I think there are a lot going on that maybe we common people cannot know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and about Nigerian people having other countries having bad view about Nigeria, I think it's what they see from people or what they hear. Maybe they don't have a direct experience, but I think it's most what they hear about Nigerians next to them and what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they don't look at the educational part, or maybe Nigerian student going to the university or things like that, but they see the ones that came here looking for money and just doing stuff.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So I think that's basically my point of view.
Mm-hmm. I actually wanted to wrap up very briefly with one last question.
Yeah.
Really quickly, what would you like to see happen in your country, and what kind of change would you like the government to take?
Oh,
if you could say it in a quick, brief way.
I think the most thing I would like to happen in Nigeria is that there should be a global industrialization.
Mm-hmm.
Because a country that rich can be poor, as we see in mm-hmm. the television. Mm-hmm. And not having a say or a sitting place in the highest range of talking about stuff they have,
mm-hmm.
not what they're going to buy or they're poor in, or using what they have to better the country and the people living in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that the major thing I think would be we have the most impact in Nigeria, industrialization.
I agree. I definitely agree with you. And I have to say thank you very much for being with us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It was a pleasure. A great pleasure.
Same here. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.